this is good. Hold on 1 second. I do this. Yes, God. Hit the like button. Subscribe if you're on my Get Your Juju channel. If you're on my Anchor podcast, it's in descriptions. Okay, honey. You can follow me, favorite me, star me on Anchor podcast. Oh, my knees. This is so good. This is so good. This is called You Do It. You Do It. Okay, they just sit there stopped and just nosy. You Do It. You Do It. Okay. Oh, rest Bishop. You Do It. This is so good. This is so good. So, basically, let me go this way. Come on, Paula. Basically, okay, so I like the end of the last message of not keep looking in front. It was a message I did, and at the end of the message, I was describing how you... Okay, let me give you the Bible scripture. Okay, honey. God renews and transforms us. He transforms and renews us through the renewing of your mind. Okay, honey. And sometimes I give out tips as a, you know, spiritual guru, self-help person. As, you know, I give out tips. And people don't like to listen to you. And you know they didn't receive it. Look at it. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. They didn't get it. Because they look at you cray cray. They're looking at you like you're crazy. And many times I tell people tips, and you know what I mean. First of all, sometimes people just not listening, or they say something that they didn't receive what you were trying to say, meaning they did not get it. They didn't receive the gift. You know, I was listening to that message of y'all spiritual gurus, honey. I'll be listening. Is receiving. When you're listening, you are receiving. You see, and so many people are so into themselves, what they say go, that they're not receiving what is said. They discounting it. They putting their beliefs over them. You know what I mean? They're not listening. Oh, this is such, oh God, give me all of it. God, give me all of it. They're not listening. You know, there's so many times when I talk to people, you can tell they didn't get it or they didn't receive it. Oh, this is good. They don't want to get it. Let's repeat that. They don't want to get it. Oh, I feel like everybody in the fantasy kingdom, honey, is really excited about this. Oh, this is so good. They don't want to get it. They don't want to understand. They got such a flawed system. Maybe they're pessimists. Maybe they're negative. Maybe they don't trust you. Or they don't, ooh, this is good, this is good. They don't even like you. So they're not receiving anything that you're saying. Ooh, this is good, this is good. This turned out better than I expected. I feel like I had something in it. Did it fall out? I probably didn't have my wallet with me. Okay. So... This is so good. This is so good. That was creepy as hell. The couple, I was getting on the message, and the couple stopped in the middle of the street to take a look. This dose is hell. I was like so excited for this message. And I look up, and this nasty couple just sitting there looking. I'm like, what the hell y'all looking at? I was about to jump up in joy. And I'm over here walking the dog in the grass area in private. And the motherfucking couple just sit there driving in the middle of the street. And then they're going to stop. Oh, the enemy is a liar. Okay, honey. I'm just walking the dog in peace. Y'all going to stop in the middle of the street. I looked at them. I sure did. I'm about to jump up and I sit there and look. I'm like, boo, bitch. What y'all sitting there in the middle of the street? You about to get hit in the back. Like, what the heck? But anywho, let me continue. This is going good. Okay, honey. Let me go in the high. I see it good. So, this is good. Sometimes people can give you the gift, tell you things that you need to hear. Receive. The Lord will lead you to the person, a video, a book, you see, that has what you need. That has what you need. And you receive it, meaning you do it. You do it. The whole little beginning monologue is so powerful. I hope you receive that. Hold on 1 second. Let me get into private, honey. Let me get into my private quarters. Let me get in my private quarters here. Okay, this is why I don't like to do messages while I'm walking the dog. But I did not want to lose this message. Hold on. Because sometimes I did a message. You do it right then and there, because if you wait for later, you find that it's not as good as the moment when you received it, because you're not as passionate or excited about it. So I'd rather do something right out the moment, and it has all the passion and excitement in it, then you wait for later and you get everything together and it's missing something. I believe it's missing the passion and excitement that you had for it when you first received it. Do you see what I'm saying? So I'd rather, you know, start it off as the seed and it's fine-tuned over time, then you wait for later and it's missing something. Okay. All right, so this is good. Y'all know I'm standing up for this. I like to receive. Learn, when I'm learning, you're receiving. Learning is behavior change. You do it. You do it. This is good. We can all look at the same message and receive something different. And let me give you this. As my little monologue, I think what 2020 proven, and there's some pessimist people and stuff, and I think it's more pessimist people out there than optimistic, positive people who actually listen and non-judgmental and stuff like that. It's a dime of a dozen. You see, so you know, it's more people that is you know what I mean, and they look at your cray cray. So you know what I mean. Then, but this point of this message is, you know, go back to the quote, what I was going. Somebody can look at the same thing and receive something different. Somebody can look at the same thing and not receive anything from it. And I think that's most people. I think most people are pessimists and they're not receiving or very receptive, meaning this is good, they may receive it, but they ain't gonna do nothing about it. Whereas you need to be the type of person who receive it and you need to apply it in somewhere in your life. I'll be like, ooh, this is me. I'm going to tell you about me, honey. Me, if it's something powerful someone say, honey, I will do it. I will ask God, help me do it. I said, okay. Let me tell you, this man that I followed last year, honey, that was two things the man said. And everything, one of them was weird. I sure did. I paid that $19, honey, and I did it. And then he said something, honey. He put the video out, honey, and everything. Said the had only like 23 views. But I was like, on my knees, honey. Okay, let me go. I clicked into his link, and I applied to it quick. I was so excited about it. I did it. I don't be playing. I tell the Lord all the time, I don't play with what you tell me. You told the right one. Are you the right one, my dreamer, that's listening? When he tells you, I believe, when you're excited about it and it matches what you trying to do, it matches your life and everything. So many people, I believe, procrastinate or they don't believe them. They say the negative thing. I did that. And they put the negative thing there and they miss their blessing because you're so pessimistic. Negative thoughts. You put the negative thing there. Honey, I don't play. But honey, I believe God gave you the message. When it's something exciting and it has to do, it's in alignment with your prayer, why are you not going to do anything with it? Why you didn't receive it? But anywho, this is good. This is good. I tell people, you know, it's difficult. I don't know if others, people in my field, teachers, spiritual gurus like myself, like coach, you know, that realm, people have this difficulty. People think you're woo-woo. People think you're crazy. You see what I'm saying? People think you're too ethereal, too spiritual, and they don't resonate. And they look at you crazy. This is this message. You do it. You do it. You do it. You do it. You apply it. You know, you're doing it if you're teaching it. You're doing it if you're able to teach it. If they don't receive it, you don't care. I done did my job. I did my part, you see. And when we giving out things, you see, you need to make sure you have it before you give it out. I did a message about that, so you need to find that message. I'm not physically even go down that road. I done did that message. Anywho, you need to have it. Meaning, just stay, stick there. You need to be doing it. This is good. You need to be excited that the world isn't listening, because you're going to be first on the scene. You're going to get it. You're going to get your blessing. You know, we're giving out things. We're teaching things that we need to be using. I believe in that message, Spirit was like, honey, I gave that to you so you can do it. Stop trying to teach it. If they're not listening, they're not there. They don't care. They're not receiving it. F them. I gave that to you. You do it. You do it. You do it. Like Ruth Spears would say, you do it. You do it. You do it. That's for you. They're looking at you, cray cray. Great. All it takes is one person. I you know, because I'm doing it. You know, and sometimes it's good. Ooh, how many of you dreamers? You know, you teaching something or you telling something to somebody that is great, that may fit them best or something, and you didn't even do it. You're not even doing it. You need to be doing it. You need to be doing it. Honey, I believe you're doing a lot and it's working for you, honey. When you tell somebody, you know what I mean? It's going to come off real true, real real, and real strong. Oh, this is good. You're going to have something to show. So if they sit there looking at your cray cray, they're just a stupid person. Because you be like, this works. Here's the physical manifestation. Boom. Okay, honey. I'm just sharing with you. And this is good. Because it works. And you are blessed. You done received it. You done got it. You don't care if they do it or not. You understand what I'm saying? You need to have this I'm going to do it mentality. God, you done told the right one. Communication is what we're doing in life. And I believe so many people are getting communications and they're not doing anything about it. Honey, if I get something that excites my spirit, I do it. I do it. I do it. I tell God, you done told the right one. You know, you do it. You do it. You do it. And keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. Because when you tell somebody sometimes this is good, you're winning, it's working, you being blessed. There's so many, I can tell you how many times it happened to me. I tell somebody what I'm doing, they look at me crazy. It makes you feel, it takes some of that energy. It makes you feel bad. You excited about it and then you tell somebody and they're like, meh. Or don't have your same energy, it knocks you down. That's a good message coming in the future. Do you feel that? I see it. So sometimes if you're super excited about something, don't tell people until you do it. That energy, that excitement is going to help you do it. It's the gas. So stop giving out your gas. This is good. I told... this was my main quote, honey. They had me talking about the things that I'm about to do. I'm about to do this, I'm about to do that, I'm excited about this, and I would be detailed what I'm doing, and blah, 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 and I'm so excited, and everything. It was like four people, what you doing, you know, and I would tell them, I'm excited, they're excited too, and everything of the sort, and then when I finished the product, with S. When I finished the products, nobody bought it. This is good. I finished it. Now I had more excitement, more vigor when the products was finished, my dreamers. I'm telling you the truth. And those people were, they turned into meh. Okay. And didn't buy into my product. They didn't even buy it. They didn't even buy it. They didn't even buy it. Give me the quote. Spirit, don't tell people what you're doing until it is done. Use all that energy to tell people about the finished product, not about what you're doing. That's a waste of energy. Use that energy to finish. Use that excitement to finish. Not tell everybody what you're doing. Because you find when you finish, they're not even supporting you. They done discounted your product. Meh. That's what happened to me.
And I learned that lesson.
You see? So, you know, you do it. 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 I remember at the mid to the end of the Holiday Spirit series, honey, I said I needed a retry from these podcasts because I got to do things. I'm supposed to do what I teach instead of just teaching and not doing. My dream is do what you teach instead of teaching what you're doing and you're really not doing it. This is good. When people look at me crazy, okay, honey, this is good. At this point in my life, I kind of know what people going to think is crazy. They're going to look at you crazy. Oh, this is good. This is good. Let me give you this example. I had a feeling. I like these white skinny jeans with the little black on the stripes on the side, honey. And I had a, you know, I went and took it to the cleaners. And they was like, because of the black little tag right there on your belt buckle, you know, that black may bleed into the pants. So they were unable to, you know, dry clean. And I was like frustrated and mad and stuff. You know what I mean? Because I did not want to put it in the washing machine. And I was like, are y'all sure? I really don't want to put it in a washing machine. It was just something about that. I don't want to put it in the washing machine. So I just had a weird feeling. And I was like, let me put it in the washing machine. I ate my piece of the cake back. Guess what? Somebody stole my pants. And this is good. I was retelling the story to the apartment manager. And guess what? I was like, I knew. I was like, I had a feeling. I didn't want to wash those pants in the washing machine. And she was trying to describe to me, oh, how it's fine to wash in the washing machine. Apparently not. Because they stole my pants. And she was looking at me crazy when I was retelling the story. You see what I'm saying? She just looked at me crazy, like she didn't understand. But I was like, you got a physical thing, or why I didn't want to wash them pants in the washing machine? They stole my damn pants. So anywho, so people gonna look at you crazy. You do it. It taught me the lesson. Just do your thing. Just do your thing. To the point where they're gonna ask you, how did you get that? You see, how are you so blessed? Then you share. They're open. They're receptive. Because you got results. Do your thing. You do it. Whatever you've done, receive. Instead of telling people, you're excited, you want to tell the world. You see, I'm going to tell you, honey, there's many messages I've done, many things that I've done, and I told the world, and the world didn't give me much back. So I'm giving you the lesson. This is the lesson. When I listen back to this, Aaron, this is the lesson. You do it. You do it. You do it. Share a little bit. Okay. You know what I mean? Because we are here to share and bless people and, you know, be children of God, reflection of Him. Yes. But you do it. You receive it. You know, because we be in church and you receive a word of God and everything, you're excited. You want to tell your neighbor, right? And how many times you told a neighbor and a neighbor didn't receive what you received? And it discounted what you done felt. That was for you. That word was for you. You see, they don't. This girl, you discuss the word, the sermon with your friends, and they receive something different for their path. Have you noticed they receive something different? And it doesn't mean that it's wrong. That's for them. And what you received is for you. So you do it. Don't share. This is good. That's why they look at you crazy, because it has nothing to do with them. That's for you and your path. You see, you do it. You do it. You receive it. You believe in it. They don't believe the same things you do. So stop adding them. Unless they ask you. You see. All right, so that's this message. You do it. And hope you received it. I need to make these messages 15 minutes or less. But this was a nuanced message and really powerful. You do it. You do it. You receive something, you do it. Don't communicate that with everybody. Keep it a secret. This guy did a message. The secret is the power. You know, Nene Leakes quote, let's plug it in. Move in silence. Move in silence. You know, tell your close friends or something, but you need to move in silence, because that's going to help you move. Stay excited. You see, and when it's about to be finished, when it's about to be complete, then you start sharing it. You see, but you need to be doing it. Stop teaching things that you're not doing. You see, it's good when you're explaining something you're not doing. It's going to come off weak, and they're going to look at you crazy. It's good when you telling people, it's so more powerful to say, from my experience, this worked for me. Rather than you talking from the ethereal, you see. But anywho, that's his message. You do it. You do it. You do it. Stop communicating everything and just do it. You do it. You know what I mean? Hold it. I got it. And you do it. Peace.